Day 14. Yesterday, we finished our journey through Jesus' messages to the seven churches. Are you having trouble remembering which message went to which church? Did you skip a day or two trying to catch up? Well, today's your lucky day. Remember, you're never behind in your spiritual walk. Keep digging in and pressing forward. These devotionals are meant to refresh you, not release you from the journey. Even today, take time to dig in. What has impacted you most over the past few days? What's been confusing? What books or resources have you found helpful? Take some time to reread a section or two from this past week. Which message stood out to you? Where do you most relate it to your own spiritual walk? Even though the book of Revelation was written thousands of years ago, there's still so much we can apply to our lives today. Maybe we find ourselves lulled into spiritual sleep by the comforts of our time. Perhaps this week you realized you need a passion stirred within you for an accurate theology that fosters a greater affection for Christ. For others, you might be in a season of spiritual bounty where God feels near and you see the fruit of his work in your heart and life. We all exist somewhere within these letters right now. Not in the sense of belonging to one of the listed churches, but certainly in mirroring the attitude of a church that was detailed in our readings this past week. Whether this realization brings great joy or stirs some conviction, we can rejoice in a gracious God who is calling us to a deeper intimacy with him. It's within this nearness to God that our spiritual resiliency is produced. We can't fight this battle alone, and the rest of this journey will continually remind us that we don't have to. The war we find ourselves in has already been won. Will you pray with me? God, thank you for what your Spirit has revealed in my life over these past 2 weeks. I pray for the courage and boldness to lean into this conviction and encouragement to grow in my love for you.